Why weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 55, northeasterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, mixed precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 34. Overcast tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, 51. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Coming off record-breaking performance in 2021, U.S. beef exports remained red-hot in January, that according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports continued to trend lower in January, despite another outstanding month for exports to leading market Mexico. Beef exports totaled 119,066 metric tons, up 13% from a year ago. The value soared 57% to over $1 billion. This was the third highest value total on record, trailing only August and November of last year. An export value per head of fed slaughter set a new record, exceeding $500 for the first time. January pork exports totaled over 208,000 metric tons, down 16% from a year ago. Export value fell 14%. Now exports to Mexico up 36% from a year ago, with more than 87,000 metric tons. Also, January exports of U.S. lamb totaled 1,533 metric tons, up 49% from a year ago. Those export values climbed some 59% to almost $2 million. National Pork Board delegates approved a change in the mandatory pork checkoff rate during the Pork Industry Forum last week. The current rate of 40 cents a $100 value per live animal will change to 35 cents per 100, effective January 1st of next year. The change represents a 12.5% reduction in the checkoff rate. The resolution, offered initially by Minnesota, Indiana, and Ohio, but joined in support by Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Montana, and South Dakota, passed the delegate body with 94% of the shares voting in favor. The resolution reflects a recommendation of the Pork Industry Vision Task Force, a group of leaders from the National Pork Board, Pork Producers Council, and various states that reviewed the current structure and resource needs of the U.S. pork industry. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The former owner of a Kansas healthcare business pleaded guilty in federal court to tax fraud on Wednesday. The U.S. Department of Justice says former Kansas businessman Lance Ashley pleaded guilty to employment tax crimes on Wednesday in federal court. Court documents indicate that starting around 2010, Ashley was the sole owner and operator of Ashley Home Care Services, an Overland Park home healthcare business that provided daily living services to residents. The business has since been closed. According to records, Ashley faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison for the crime, restitution, and monetary penalties as he awaits sentencing set for June 6th. Former Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey is looking to continue his law enforcement career with a run for sheriff in his home state. Duluth, Minnesota station KBJR reports that Ramsey served as the Duluth Chief of Police before moving to Wichita in 2016. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid for crew orders paid by 4-4-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
The Kansas City Police Department Drug Enforcement Unit intercepted a fentanyl brick that they say could have killed thousands. They say it arrived in Kansas City from California and was on its way to Alabama. The suspects are facing charges. They posted a picture of the brick on social media. It's a very light green or blue color and appears to have a 6x6 embossed on it. They think the marking indicates some kind of shipping destination. The KCPD says their squad members estimate that it would have been broken down into about 10,000 tablets resembling oxycodone. A potentially lethal virus affecting fish is passing through lakes in Kansas, causing drastic population decreases in local species, including most notably largemouth bass. According to a newsletter from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the largemouth bass virus has been circulating in several Kansas lakes, causing largemouth bass populations to decrease at a rapid pace. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An Omaha teen has been charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of his friend over the weekend. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein said he charged 18-year-old Blake Miller in the death of his friend, 18-year-old Tanner Farrell. Klein had previously said Farrell was killed Saturday night as a group of teens handled a rifle inside of a Southwest Omaha home. On Tuesday, Klein told the Omaha World-Herald that the group was in Miller's house when Miller pulled out his .22 caliber rifle and pointed it at Farrell. Klein said Miller pulled the trigger thinking it was unloaded and shot Farrell in the chest. Farrell died at an Omaha hospital. Governor Pete Ricketts made proclamation the sandhill crane as the state's migratory bird at Rose Sanctuary, about 20 miles southeast of Kearney, on Wednesday. Ricketts says visitors from 60 counties flock with the birds to central Nebraska to witness the ancient ritual of the cranes, generating more than $25 million for the local economy. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty at Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4-4-2018. The group credit tax is used on all qualified. Any third financing before the credit year. Visiting APR for the previous appeals is 2770 for most of thousand finance. Offer will be used to be on offers.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard from former council members Diane Schroller and Darlene Boss, who shared a list of ideas that could work to assist with homeowner improvements, improve blighted neighborhoods, and better the community. They noted current programs available, including sidewalk reimbursement and cost share for economic assistance through removal of blighted properties, noting the number of such applications that have been approved. Other ideas were pursuing grants that could fund doors, windows, paint, lumber, and landscaping, particularly for low-income and older residents. They mentioned the Community Reinvestment Act, which could prompt financial institutions locally to contribute. The pair also encouraged outreach regarding programs available and reminded of the process involved with city codes. Free landfill day and city pickup of larger items annually were suggested, and they asked that a committee perhaps be formed to pursue and address such issues and opportunities. Discussion on the matter continued later in the meeting with comments that city funding for private improvements may not be available, but that grant funding could be considered. Code enforcement and the challenge of getting repeat offenders to make changes were also brought up. City Council unanimously approved a community development block grant that would help fund a multi-million dollar upgrade to the Marysville City Sewage Lagoon System. Options were considered for disposal of a current city sewer truck, which is being replaced with a new one. Consigning, selling, salvaging, or transitioning for use as a dump truck were among ideas presented. Consensus was to get cost estimates for changing out to a dump truck. Flooring options for the new fire station were considered. Council members questioned why the roughly $12,000 cost was not factored into the original bid specifications. Consensus was to gather more information and come back with revised estimates. Replacement options for bleachers at Feldhausen Field were presented, expected at some $27,000 to replace with aluminum. Going out for fundraising was also mentioned, noting the rec budget didn't currently have additional funding, with recent improvements, including lights and fencing, no action was taken. Approval was given for the Kiwanis Club to use the city park for the annual Easter egg hunt Saturday afternoon, April 9th. As a reminder, vehicles need to be moved off downtown streets in Marysville Friday after midnight through 7 a.m. for street cleaning. Signs are posted for those affected areas. U.S. Highway 36 Association recognized county winners in a Best Pie contest, including the Empty Cup in Marysville for Marshall County, Hometown Cafe in Barnes for Washington County, and Alley's Cafe in Nemahal County. International Pie Day, March 14th, was the date chosen for the announcement, which includes selections in all 13 Kansas counties along U.S. Highway 36. A Topeka man, John Dedimore, is being held on $25,000 bond in the Washington County Jail on a local warrant for burglary, burglary of a vehicle times two, and theft times three. He was picked up from an Iowa detention facility last week. $2,500 bond has been set for Lyndon Carnes of Greenleaf, arrested last Friday on drug charges in Washington County. USD 380 Superintendent Matt Rogers passed away Wednesday after a nearly three-year battle with cancer. Services to be held this Saturday in Corning. Matt Rogers was scheduled to resign the end of this year due to health reasons at USD 380. Silver Lake native Travis DeSemiers has been selected superintendent for Nemahal Central, USD 115 at Seneca, and will take the place of Daryl Coleman, who has announced his retirement resignation end of his school year after a 32-year career in education, serving as USD 115 superintendent since 2010. DeSemiers was among three candidates interviewed, along with Shane Clark, district-level coordinator with Southern Lyon County Schools, and Trevor Ashcraft, curriculum director with Vermilion USD 380. DeSemiers has served as superintendent at Trigo County since 2018 and has teaching, coaching, and athletic director experience. Quarterly meeting and program from the Washington County Historical Society will be Thursday, March 17th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Lynn Firehouse. Kaylee Carson will discuss the orphan train, which arrived in 1908 in Washington, and how the orphan train worked in northeast Kansas. Program is open to the public Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the Lynn Firehouse Community Meeting Room. William H. Bill Lohmeyer, age 80, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Bill Lohmeyer. Frank Huffman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away last March 20th. A public memorial service is planned this Saturday, March 19th, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Frank Huffman. Justin L. Hilton, age 44, of Graniteville, California, passed away February 23rd. A graveside service is planned this Saturday, March 19th at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery, Kimio, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Justin Hilton. Marvin L. Van Winkle, age 97, of Washington, passed away February 25th. Funeral service this Saturday, March 19th at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martin Van Winkle. Matt Rogers, age 52, of Corning, passed away on Wednesday. He was the USD 380 superintendent these past 4 years. Rosary service on Saturday at 10:30 with a funeral to follow Saturday at 11 at the St. Patrick Church in Corning. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Matt Rogers. Michael Mike L. Diedrich, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf, in Earnman in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday at 6 with the rosary at 7 of the church. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mike Diedrich.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy with some rain showers today as a large low-pressure system starts to make its way through the Midwest. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight and into Friday with a chance for some snow showers. But temperatures will remain fairly mild and continue to rise throughout the weekend. Winds will be fairly gusty out of the north between 15 and 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid-40s and mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Missouri. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 52, record high on this date 83, the average low 28. Sunrise this morning 7:53, sunset this evening at 7:25.
We celebrate Irish culture with a look at these unique Irish surnames and the meanings behind them. More in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 17th, the 76th day of the year. Actors Kurt Russell, Gary Sinise, and Rob Lowe all share a birthday, and Irish heritage is celebrated around the world on this St. Patrick's Day. Tracing your Irish heritage can be a muddled affair, as most Irish surnames have been anglicized from their original Gaelic, but common prefixes may provide some clues. Mac is generally considered to mean son of, as in MacDonald or MacArthur. O apostrophe, as in O'Brien or O'Neill, originally meant grandson or descendant of. And Fitz is often translated as servant of, such as Fitzsimmons or Fitzgerald. Today may hold extra meaning for you then, if you happen to be a Fitzpatrick. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 7:30. You can purchase your tickets in advance for $10, or you can purchase them for $12 at the door. Call 785-363-2515 to purchase your tickets through the phone, or purchase them at your local Citizen State Bank or the Weaver Hotel in Waterville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The top-seeded Jayhawks begin their journey in the NCAA tournament Thursday night against Texas Southern. KU enters March Madness on a high note, coming off the Big 12 regular season and tournament championships. The Jayhawks tip off March Madness in the same city they suffered their last loss, Fort Worth, Texas. KU coach Bill Self said the loss to TCU did have a silver lining, as it somewhat humbled the Jayhawks. It's a late tip-off tonight for the Jayhawks. Tip set for 8:57 p.m. At the NJCAA tournament in Hutchinson, Chipola advanced in the tournament with a win over Hutchinson Community College. The final score was 85-62. Hutchinson was led by Angelo Stewart with 16 points, Kobe Randall had 15, and Cecil Lee with 11. Hutchinson ends its season at 26-9. Chipola advances to play Harkham today. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that they have signed right-hander pitcher Zach Greinke to a one-year contract. Greinke, who is 38, went 11-6 with a 4.16 ERA in 30 appearances with the Houston Astros in 2021. Greinke was originally selected by Kansas City as the sixth overall pick in the 2002 first-year player draft and spent the first seven seasons of his career with the Royals from 2004 to 2010. Affiliated Minor League Baseball returned to the field in Wichita last year after 14 years away. Now Wichita is getting its league back. The teams won't change, but Wichita is back in the Texas League, where it had franchises from 1987 to 2007. Wichita played in the Texas League first as the Pilots, then as the Wranglers, before the franchise departed for Springdale, Arkansas following the 2007 season. The Texas League includes longtime franchises in Tulsa and San Antonio. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The road to a title starts now.
The Big 12 tourney title is coming home to Lawrence for the 12th time in 25 years. Tournament champions are your Jayhawks.
68 teams, one dream. A chance to be called national champions. Join us this Thursday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Texas Southern Tigers. Pre-game begins at 7:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Marysville American Legion Baseball Soup Day is Thursday, March 17th, 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion. Serving chili, chicken noodle, vegetable beef, ham and bean soup, sandwiches, and desserts. Noon, delivery, in town, and carryouts available. Call day of 562-5584. Free will donation. All proceeds benefit the Marysville American Legion Baseball Program. Spring Soup Day, Thursday, March 17th, 11 to 7, at the Marysville American Legion.
Low in calories and high in vitamin C and A, the mild-flavored broccolini may be the vegetable your family will embrace. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This unique vegetable is not just baby broccoli. It's a hybrid between broccoli and Chinese broccoli created in 1993. The small florets on lanky stems have a sweet, less bitter flavor than broccoli with peppery overtones. You can eat the leaves, stems, and head raw or cooked. Grow broccolini just like you would broccoli. Grow in full sun and moist, well-drained soil. It thrives and tastes best when harvested in cooler temperatures, but it's not as frost-tolerant as broccoli. Harvest the center head in about 50 days. It will be small but tasty. In a week, you'll be harvesting 5 or 6 more shoots. Regular harvesting keeps the plant producing 5 or 6 new shoots each week. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Imagine boys 11 to 15 years of age going to war. It was reality for these young men, and the conditions in which they served were the equivalent of riding inside a floating oven. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
If a person had to join the Civil War effort, perhaps one of the safer places to find yourself would be behind the thick metal plating of an ironclad ship. Yet for those who fought in the North and South's navies, the ironclads were often a difficult place to live.
You would think that this is the technology side. Everybody would want to be in this. But after people started serving in these ironclads, we have report after report where they say, this is misery. Get me out of here. They're all serving in the South, and these things are all 24 inches thick with 2 layers of ironclad on the outside, generally painted dark. And so they're like ovens. They're cooking everybody inside. And in the engine rooms, they're 140 degrees.
Some of the oldest and youngest men to serve in the war were in the Navy.
The Navy still had what they call boys. I mean, there was a rank, boy, first class, second class, third class, and these lads would run in ages from 11 to 15 or 16.
Those boys might work the officer's mess and other lower level tasks on the ship, but they would also receive schooling in areas like reading and math.
In combat, their job was to bring gunpowder to the cannons between shots. And you couldn't leave it sitting on the deck because all the sparks and fire and stuff. So somebody had to run down between rounds and bring these things up. And they used boys because they were small and gun decks are crowded and they could hop all around this stuff and go down to the lower decks and bring this stuff back up. They were known as powder monkeys.
Many of the boys were injured and killed during combat as they brought the powder to the cannons. There were young, old, white, and black who fought in the Navy. About 15% were African Americans, both freeborn and escaped slaves. It's a fascinating look at a portion of the Civil War story at sea. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction for the Swim Family Trust Saturday, March 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1319 Pony Express Highway, a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36. Guns will sell at noon, followed by coins, and then the Ford Tractor. The Tractor is a 1962 Ford 4000 LP wide front. Also selling a Dixon zero-turn mower, Husky garden tiller. Lots of guns, bayonet, and knives. Coins, collectibles will include a curved glass curio cabinet, wooden ice box, 2 wind-up metal clocks, Crocs, bronze sculpture recast, several Pony Express signs and prints, plate collections, glassware, books, plus tools, equipment, lumber, furniture, household items, and more. This is a very large auction for the Swim Family Trust. Saturday, March 19th, sale begins at 10 a.m., a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36 at 1319 Pony Express Highway. Prell Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
When I see a snake, my knee-jerk reaction is to get rid of it. Hi, I'm Jody Hanke. I'm sure it's just looking for a mouse to eat, but sometimes you do have to take control as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Being up close and personal with snakes, especially since it's hard to determine which ones are poisonous. The rattlesnake easily makes his presence known, but for others, well, you have to get a little closer to them. Brian McGowan is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says another way to tell if a creepy crawler spits venom is to look into its eyes.
In all parts of the United States, with the exception of the Southeast, where we have coral snakes, all of our venomous species are pit vipers. They belong to that family. And so they all have cat-like pupils, very elliptical pupils as opposed to round. Pit vipers, as the name implies, have a special sensory pit between and below the eyes and nostril on each side.
In the U.S., the snakes that are potentially harmful include rattlesnakes, copperheads, cottonmouths, coral snakes, and sea snakes. Non-poisonous snakes may still bite, but most only strike if they're cornered or provoked. One way to catch a scaly scoundrel is by putting out a glue trap, which is a cardboard box with sticky stuff on the bottom.
They kind of crawl in that box because a lot of snakes kind of look for those little hideaways for cover, and they get stuck to the box. And then you can take them out to an area and pour vegetable oil on them. It reverses the adhesive action, and then the next time that snake sheds its skin, they'll be totally clean of all that stuff.
If you're dead set on killing it, the only lethal measure recommended is using a long-handled shovel or hoe to sever the head from the body. Do not handle the head right after killing it. You can still be bitten from reflex action. Learn more about snake control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
by the Lord with me, and the last exalt his name together. It was his love that made us live on this earth. Oh yeah, I saw the Lord and he heard me, delivered me from all my fears. He's worthy to be praised.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Ethanol is worse than gasoline for the environment? A former congressional ag leader says that claim is bogus. More today on Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers, are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. Former Minnesota Congressman and House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson is back today on Farm to Fork to take issue with another effort to smear agriculture. This time it's a study that suggests that ethanol is more of a greenhouse gas emitter than gasoline, says Peterson.
A piece of propaganda that was actually put together by the oil companies, and they didn't even know they were being used, but the oil companies came out with all this so-called information to discredit ethanol. And they got some scientists that gave up some information that they claim ethanol is 25% worse for the environment than gasoline, which is complete nonsense.
Peterson says the study results focus heavily on something called land use change.
They're trying to claim that people are growing all this extra corn and it's taking land out of production that should be in conservation and so forth. Well, what they don't understand is that we have corn on less acres today than we had 30 years ago. So we've actually decreased in acres. We've tripled the yields, and we use less fertilizer and chemicals and so forth, and they don't even understand that.
I'll have one more show with Colin Peterson tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Angus breed is known as the business breed, and the American Angus Association is always looking for ways to improve the breed and improve business. As American Angus Association CEO Mark McCauley says that it's up to the association to put better tools into producers' hands across the nation.
And one of the things in the toolbox, as I think about it, as we've been working on, is how do we better describe maternal function? That good Angus cow, she's been so valuable to us forever, and how do we continue to help make her better? And one of the things we've not had is a genetic prediction around how long she's going to stay in the herd. Functional longevity, or longevity is the term we're really coming at today. And you think about it as a bull's daughters, how long will they stay in the herd? That's kind of what we're ultimately trying to predict. We know that's so critically important for the finances of our commercial cow-calf producers, is once you get that female into production, to have her stay around and productive as long as we can. That's new on the horizon, and we'll be rolling that out in a research EPD form here late this summer.
He says the cattle producers may be wondering how to apply this information to their own herd, and McCauley says to keep those good cows in production, but this will help finding replacements in the future.
Really, it kind of comes down to sire selection. And what we're trying to do is put another tool out there that if a commercial cattleman or a breeder wants to continue to put selection pressure on longevity and wants to select for daughters that are going to ultimately stay in the herd longer, this is a tool to again, directionally kind of help them do that. They would use that EPD like you'd use any other EPD, whether that's Cavanese or carcass weight or marbling, to kind of help you directionally select for those females that stay around longer.
Finally, he goes on to say that the next level breeding data for the association is the next step.
Angus breeders have long been investing in collecting data, and that's really what this boils down to.
You can find more information online at angus.org.
It's truck month at Rusty Eck Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eck Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eck Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4-4-2023. Group credit is taxed with fees not qualified. Only third time using Ford with credit. Here at the same APR for 36 months and 2778 for monthly deposit finance. All four DPs appear and offers.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Amid growing concerns about the impact of the war in Ukraine, the G7 Ag Ministers have joined the UN Food and Ag Organization in urging countries not to protect their own food supplies by restricting exports. In a joint statement, the G7 ministers argued that export restrictions could make the situation worse. They said, "We call on all countries to keep their food and agriculture markets open and to guard against any unjustified restrictive measures on their exports." The G7 Ag Ministers said that in a prepared statement after a virtual meeting with a Ukrainian agriculture minister. They went on to say any further increase in food price levels of volatility in international markets could threaten food security and nutrition on a global scale, especially those of the most vulnerable living environments of low food security. Now, the FAO made a similar statement in a report that estimates the impact of the war is going to have on global food and fertilizer supplies. They said reductions in import tariffs of the use of export restrictions could help resolve individual country food security challenges in the short term, but then would drive up the price in the global market. The National Cattle and Beef Association, pleased the provisions, has long supported, and the omnibus is awaiting President Biden's signature. Among them, electronic logging device exemption for livestock haulers and extension of the livestock mandatory reporting system. LMR was extended until September 30th, not for 5 years, as NCBA wanted, but the group said the best thing to come of the omnibus was a one-time appropriation to USDA to set up a new cattle contract library. They say the information about incentives and pricing helpful to the members as they try to make decisions for their own operation. And India and other South Asian nations import a lot of sunflower oil from Ukraine. The Russian invasion has halted that trade, leaving buyers scrambling for replacements, according to a new report out from the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Nobody likes having ants, but fire ants are especially detested because their sting is dangerous for humans and animals. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to fbn.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit fbn.com/plant.
It's amazing how one tiny creature can bring so much misery to crops, animals, and humans. Fire ants are a pervasive, devilish pest in many southern states, from Florida to California. They sting farm workers and livestock, damage hay equipment with their mounds, and have even been known to remove rubber insulation from electrical wiring. Their sandy mounds are visible on the soil surface. Colonies with hundreds of thousands of ants are built underground with a queen that lays hundreds of eggs per day. Tracy Harris is Vice President of Sales with Central Life Sciences. He says many people use a spray to kill the adult ants, but it doesn't solve the problem.
If you use just an adulticide, like if you spray a permethrin or a pyrethroid or something like that on the ant, it would kill that ant. But it's going to signal the rest of the ants, we got to get out of here, there's a problem. And so they will move the mound, and they have the escape tunnels. They go 20 feet, build a new house.
He says the best strategy is to use a chemical product that kills adult ants and sterilizes the queen, so the colony naturally collapses. Harris recommends baiting as a control method.
Because they'll take that bait down and feed the colony with that bait. That's what we're doing to get it into the colony versus just spray it. You can do a mound treatment, or actually in the citrus groves, they're doing aerial treatments, or they're using a four-wheeler and a spreader and putting their pound on the ground. Doesn't take very much.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about fire ant control at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We're still seeing mostly higher numbers here in the grain markets. Corn moving further up right now. Wheat is doing well. Soybeans are seeing some positive gains as well moving through the day. Livestock right now still kind of mixed on the board with live cattle up and feeder cattle down. Over in the corn market, they've done well after starting off a little slow this morning. May corn's up 25 and a quarter cents right now at 755 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, after dipping down in the red slightly throughout a small portion of the day, are up 20 and a half cents right now at 1092 and a half. Over in the bean market, May soybeans are up 20 cents, sitting at 1669 and a quarter. July soybeans up 21 and a quarter at 1647 and a quarter. Over on the meal side, mostly lower here, some grain in the later futures, but May soybean meal is down 380 at 474 and 20 cents. July is down by a buck 10 at 464 and 60 cents. And the soybean oil, they are still in the green right now with May oil up a buck 29, sitting at 74 and 84 cents. Over in the cotton market, mostly higher numbers here. May cotton's up $2.28 at 122.08. July is up 215 at 118. And 15 cents. Canola market mostly higher here, regaining some of the losses that they saw yesterday, with May canola up 810 at 1122. Over in the oats market, a little bit higher here. May oats are up 14 and 3/4 cents at 679 and a half. U.S. dollar index today, they are taking a bit of a hit or losing some of the gains that they saw over the last few days. June index down at 88 cents right now at 97.74. We have the 30-year bonds for March up slightly, almost by a point, at 150.14. And 10-year notes for March are in the green as well, sitting at 124 and 23. Stock market today, mostly higher here. Dow Jones currently up 221 points at 34,284. We have the S&P up by 32 points. The NASDAQ in the green by 101.
Do you eat the same foods now that you did when you were a toddler? Of course not. We all mature, and so should our diet. And that means eating right at every age. This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Certain foods offer vitamins and minerals for good health throughout life, especially in our golden years. For healthy bones, eat 3 servings a day of vitamin D fortified fat-free milk and other calcium-rich foods like dark green, leafy vegetables, and fortified cereals. Potassium can help prevent high blood pressure and is found in fruits, vegetables, milk, and yogurt. Foods with plenty of fiber can help prevent heart disease and type 2 diabetes and help you keep your weight down, especially fruits, grains, beans, lentils, and vegetables. Get information on healthy eating at any age and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.